The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for It's Your Money with certified public accountant and debt elimination counselor Nick Simonick. Simonick & Associates accounting firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning,
business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. Nick's personal passion is to help average everyday people just like you become financially independent by applying biblical principles to debt elimination and wealth accumulation by walking through the process of exchanging their indebtedness with savings. And now, here's Nick Simonick.
And good afternoon, everybody, after the holiday vacation we had. Roger, good to be back today, huh?
Yeah, this is your first time back on the air for the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Haven't seen you all year.
All year. I've been goofing off since last year, but I'm back in the sack.
Okay, well, for the next hour, you're going to sit back and hear some very important financial information, as specifically and especially as it relates to the new tax plan that was signed into law by the president, and any other financial questions. You may have some financial goals coming up this year. You want to pick Nick's brain. He's helped a lot of businesses get started off the ground, a lot of nonprofit organizations get started off the ground the right way.
We do that.
And they're thriving, and it's successful today, both the businesses and the nonprofits. And maybe you've got a business that's been around for a while. You want to fine-tune things, maybe make it more efficient, make it more profitable. Nick can help you with all that this hour. So be ready to call in at 904-222-TALK. 904-222-TALK is the number.
All that and a bag of chips. Hey, Raj.
Hey.
So how was your New Year's, by the way?
New Year's Day?
New Year's Eve and day.
Well, it was okay. Can't complain. Yeah, I like, I didn't stay up for the ball drop.
You didn't?
You know, my clock now is kind of like I get real tired at around maybe 9:30.
That's because you work too early.
Exactly.
And too much.
But I do have it all recorded. I just haven't had a chance to look at it yet because of my hectic schedule. Due to the overwhelming response.
He's going to watch last year's ball drop.
Yeah.
This coming December 31st, folks, at 6 p.m. so he can go to bed early. Anyhow, New Year's Eve, one of my former young adults, we were young adult directors at Southside Assembly of God way back in the day, in the late 80s. And we had college and career kids come to the house all the time.
They call them millennials now, but they weren't millennials then, right?
No, they were college and career.
Okay.
And they changed the name, but not their sign. But anyhow, those one of them had an idea to invite a bunch of them over my house New Year's Eve.
Invited themselves.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Okay.
And there were about 16 or so, and with the spouses and all, and we put a bonfire out in the backyard, and we did watch the ball drop, and then we brought in the new year with communion and prayer. So it was cool.
That was great.
Yeah. But these kids, I call them kids, they're in their 40s now, but these young adults or old adults now, they don't know when to quit still. You know, Millie and I give up the ghost. The ball drops. We say Happy New Year and go to bed. But some of them stayed till almost 3 o'clock in the morning. After 3 o'clock in the
morning.
Really?
Yeah. That's funny.
And I was like, please leave. I'm going to sleep on you if you don't. It was amazing. So anyhow, we're going to, first half of the show, Raj, we're going to talk about the new tax law. We didn't get a chance to talk about it after the president signed it, because after he signed it, that Monday was December 25th, and last Monday, of course, was New Year's Day, and we weren't here. But we want to talk about that for the first half hour, and then we're going to have Security Center come in, and what I want to do with them is they're going to talk about the tax or the benefits, financial benefits of having security systems in the home. And I'm going to ask them some questions about corporate taxes and what they think that this will do to them. And we'll get into the corporate side when they come in.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
That sounds like a plan. And if you've got a call, again, the number is 222-TALK, 904-222-8222. 855. What's the biggest thing that stands out with respect to the new tax law that you think is going to help or not help the most people?
Well, the new tax law in the first week has already helped America as a whole. Do you know that in the first week of the new year, or new tax law, 100 companies so far paid employees a lot more? Right now, employee bonuses at the end of the first year of the new tax law, employee bonuses were $935,822,000 across the U.S. And there was $1.550 billion invested in the U.S. economy in the first week. So it's stimulating the economy as a whole. Now, the biggest thing for us down home, I was talking to two of your guys, including our engineer, out in the hall, and saying, okay, how is this going to affect me? Everybody has that question. How is this going to affect me? The problem is everybody's different. Some people itemize, some people don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Some people have younger children, some people don't.
Right.
Some people have older children, still dependents, and some people don't. So the bottom line is it's going to be different across the board for everybody. Now, here are the, let me call them the main things that stand out to me in the new tax law as I deal with everyday people and as I deal with everyday small businesses. The first thing on the everyday people side, we're going to cover small businesses in the second half of the hour, is what do you normally do? Do you normally itemize or do you normally not itemize? And if the question is answered, we don't normally itemize, then it goes to number two. And that is, if you don't normally itemize, do you have, besides you and your spouse, children as dependents? And if the answer is yes, and those children are college and career age, or graduated from high school and living at home, still being semi-supported by the parents, which is happening a lot, happens a lot with my grandchildren, but I'm not going there. So what happens if that's the scenario? So we'll go first with, let's just say, a family of five.
Okay.
And right now they're having, or even for 2017, because this doesn't go into effect until 2018. If they don't itemize, they get $12,700 in deductions, standard deduction, married filing jointly. Then they have three children plus the two parents. That's $20,000, we'll call it $20,400 in exemptions. So right now they get $33,100 in deductions and exemptions.
Right off the bat
in 2017. Now it goes to 2018, and the exemptions go away. They get zero exemptions when they got 20,000 last year, 2017. And their standard deduction goes from 12,700 to 24,000. So they're going to be a little short by $9,100 in deductions and exemptions, which puts them in a deeper tax hole than they were in 2017. However, if the three kids are under 17 years old, they get a $2,000 per child tax credit when last year they only got, 2017, they only get $1,000 credit per child. So their tax credits go up $3,000, and if they're not making a lot of money, chances are that they're going to be in a better position.
Okay. So thank God for children. They're a blessing.
Yeah.
Especially under the new tax law.
Exactly. Now, if the children are over 17, then they get $500 per child or $1,500. They're still going to lose.
All right. If you've got a question for Nick, maybe your specific situation, get more detail on it, call in now at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8222. 855-212-8255, and we will be back with more of It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Simonick coming up here on WBOB. It's Your Money with Nick Simonick is being brought to you in part by E.R. Musa, Attorney at Law. The law office of E.R. Musa, PA, provides comprehensive legal services in the areas of bankruptcy, debt defense, and credit rebuilding. Whether you're looking to file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, or have questions regarding uncontrollable debt, the Law Office of E.R. Musa is here to help. The Law Office of E.R. Musa is centrally located in the San Jose Lakewood area with plenty of free parking. They accept most major prepaid and employee benefit legal plans in North Florida, covering thousands of employees and their families. They also accept major credit cards. Since 1985, E.R. Musa has handled over 1,500 bankruptcies, and they all began with a no-cost, no-obligation initial consultation. Call 904-296-7704. That's 904-296-7704. Or visit musalaw.com. That's MOUSALAW.com. Non-attorney spokesperson, offices Jacksonville. It's Your Money with Nick Simonick is brought to you by Security Center USA.
We offer a wide variety of products and services to fit not only your budget, but also the needs of the home at a fraction of the price. The safety of your family and your home is the dominant reason we exist.
One of the most important decisions you can make is how to provide the best protection for your family and home. Security Center USA uses a customized approach, offering protection from home invasions, burglary, vehicle theft, fire and medical alert, high definition surveillance, video intercom, and GPS systems, just to name a few.
Your home security, your video surveillance, and your home automation. Lights, locks, thermostats, life safety devices such as smoke detectors, carbon detectors, heat sensors. All inclusive, one mobile app, super user friendly. The best part, $12.95 is where the rates start at from a monthly perspective. And there is not a company I'm aware of in the country that can even get close to those rates.
Learn more at securitycenterusa.com. Welcome back to It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Simonick, CEO of Simonick, Simonick, Ratnick & Associates, online at Simonick.net. That's SIMONIC.net. And learn more about his accounting firm. By the way, I understand with tax season coming up, you're looking to fill one more position, two more positions for
accountants. Tax accountants
who are looking for jobs who have public accounting experience. You can contact the office, I guess, Simonick at Simonick.net.
Yeah.
His email.
Or Simonick at Simonick.net, or you can call the office 928-1040, area code 904 if you're in Georgia. 928-1040 and ask for Sean Simonick. He is the basically manager of the office. So Sean will set up an interview with him. He'll give you a test. And
what kind of credentials are you looking for?
We would prefer that tax accountants have their CPA certificate.
Okay.
But as long as they have between 3 and 5 years of public accounting experience, and if you're out there, and you say, what's public accounting experience? Don't call us.
Okay. Now, typically, what are the types of things they'll be doing and doing work for? Obviously, it's a little bit higher level than the place in the mall that does your taxes.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. They'll be doing things like, besides the tax return, the compliance work, they'll be doing things like projecting out clients' taxes for the following year to see where they're going to wind up and whether or not they need to make estimated taxes. They'll be consulting with clients on different tax issues. If a client comes along and says, I'm selling my rental property, how is this going to affect me in 2018? They'll gather the information. They'll do the analysis of how that's going to affect the client tax-wise, and then they'll sit with the client and go over the numbers. And they do a lot of consulting on the tax level for clients rather than consulting on the income level or the retirement and estate planning level, which we do, Sean and I.
Okay.
So they do more of the tax planning for clients. And each client, believe it or not, no matter how simple your situation is, There are sometimes situations that occur that you need professional advice. For instance, if you never itemized and you always did the standard deduction and did the short form, and then all of a sudden your rich uncle dies in the poorhouse and leaves you a lot of money, then your situation changes. Your financial, your tax, and other situations change, and it's time to get help, because everyone has the possibility of their structure changing from year to year, and they have to be aware of that, because if they think, okay, yeah, I got this money, so what? And then at the end of the year, they get a K-1 from the investment company that's been handling the money, and they're like...
What's a K-1?
Yeah, what's a K-1, number one? And the K-1 is information for their investments and how much they made. That K-1 can blow their taxes out of the water for them. When they were in the 15% bracket, they wind up being in a higher tax bracket. Now it could be 32% or 35% or 37%, and they won't know what to do.
Now, you've been doing this for a while. Have you ever known of any client or taxpayer who's going the simplified route, maybe doing the standard form or even the easy form, when they could be taking huge levels of deductions and other benefits that they're not claiming? The IRS says, excuse me, Mr. Taxpayer, you're really not taking full advantage of all the deductions available to you. You may want to, you know, take advantage of this, this, and this, and this, and reduce their tax liability.
The IRS won't knock on their door usually and say you're not taking advantage of it.
But they will if it's the other way around.
Yeah. Okay. But I'll give you a for instance. Last week I met with a new client, and she gave me her tax information, and she'd been doing her own taxes with one of the tax software programs online. And she said, would you look at my taxes and tell me if I need to address anything in what I do. And she worked from home. And when I asked a bunch of questions and I got a bunch of information, over the weekend, I analyzed her taxes. And for 2014, 15, and 16, each year she could have paid about between $500 and $700 less in taxes than she paid, which means that we're going to go back and amend those returns and get her between $1,500 and $2,000 in additional refund.
That was going to be my next question. Suppose someone had not been taking full advantage of the deductions and other things that they should have been. What can you do for those people as far as years have gone by?
We can amend up to 3 years, 3 years past the due date of the return. So, for instance, if it was April 15, 2015, we've got 2016, 2017, 2018. We have until April 15, 2018 to amend the 2014 return. So we can always go back 3 years. We can't go back any further than that, but we can always go back 3 years for new clients and find money for them, because in my philosophy, again, is render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, but don't give them any of yours.
Okay.
And if they do, then we just go back and get it. There have been cases where people come to us and say, you know, I've been filing separately, and my wife's been filing head of household. That doesn't fly. And that happens a lot, believe it or not. And it's under the radar usually with the IRS, but if they got audited, they'd be owing a few dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, so people have to be careful with that. Now, the new tax rates go down. We were at 10%, 15%, 25%, 33%, 35%, 39.6%, and the highest rate right now is 37%. And the lowest rate's still 10%, but the tax brackets go up for those rates. So what we find is, and we were talking off the air, that a couple whose children are already grown and out of the house, and they have $25,000 of itemized deductions and $8,000 of personal exemptions, they'll still get their $25,000 of itemized deductions, but the $8,000 goes away. However, depending on their level of income and their tax rate, the fact that their taxes are going to be less at different tax levels, at different income levels, that means that they might break out still a little bit ahead. And then there are people who are just going to get bit.
Yeah. We were talking earlier, I guess toward the end of the year, we had you on Ed Dean's show one morning when Ed was off. And there was a gentleman who drives trucks for a living. He's in trouble, right?
Yeah.
And because he doesn't own his own rig, he's employed by another company. And certain deductions he was able to take, he's no longer able to, right?
That's good to bring up right now, Roger, because here's the situation. If you are an employee of an organization and the organization requires you to do certain things like a salesperson, outside salesperson, or like a truck driver, who is an employee of the trucking company, but the trucking company doesn't pay him for his meals. Well, the per diem rate for meals is higher for truckers than it is for the average bear. And they would be able to itemize their deductions and take that on the miscellaneous column of the Schedule A itemized deduction and get a big deduction. In 2018, those deductions for employees go away.
That includes uniforms for people who have to wear uniforms for their jobs?
Yeah, continuing education. It includes salespeople, their mileage. That goes away because if you're an outside sales, you're getting 54 cents a mile. Now you get zero. The whole dynamic changes. And this truck driver is like, what's going to happen to me? Well, you got one of two choices. You can either, if you qualify, you have to qualify as a subcontractor. And some people qualify as subcontractors, but the bosses are still, the owners of the companies are still paying them as employees. If you qualify as a subcontractor, then go petition for subcontractor status, and then you file your own itemized deductions or business deductions on Schedule C, or you incorporate, which there's a benefit to that, which we don't have enough time to explain. But the thing is it can go both ways. You can, if you qualify as a subcontractor, you can go and say, look, I've been doing this for a while. Standard in the industry is they treat people as subcontractors, but they have to keep in mind that the Social Security and Medicare taxes that the boss has been paying half of, now they're going to pay the boss's half as well as their half.
Because they're now their own boss.
Right.
So technically what you're saying is that an employee versus a subcontractor, the difference is a subcontractor works for themselves and their employer, as it were, for lack of better terms, is now a client.
Correct.
As opposed to a boss.
Exactly. And their client then pays them as a subcontractor, does not withhold taxes. They're responsible to make sure their quarterly taxes are paid and their estimated Social Security and Medicare taxes are paid. But, for instance, if a salesperson is making $100,000 a year and has, let's say, $30,000 in business deductions, that salesperson is not going to pay 15.3% Social Security tax on the $100,000, only on the $70,000 after business deductions. So it balances out. Plus, if that salesperson incorporates their extra tax advantages, we can take.
Okay, wonderful. That's it's a little complicated for those who are used to just being an employee, but I guess it's, you know, kind of liberating in a sense. Hey, I work for myself now.
Yeah.
Of course, your daily routine doesn't change at all.
No, but you work for yourself.
But you work. You can go to bed at night saying, "I am CEO of John Incorporated."
Exactly. And I'm the boss, so
that's
get to sleep in the morning.
But a typical person say they make $100,000 a year as an employee versus an independent contractor with $30,000 in deductions. What's their tax savings every year, roughly?
Well,
I'm putting you on the spot,
saving,
I know.
Yeah, tax savings are going to be, let's call it $30,000 times 25%, which is a chunk of money.
Okay. All right. Yeah. If you've got questions, feel free to call in at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. And coming up in the next half hour, we'll talk more about businesses. Maybe you own your own small business already. How is the new tax law going to affect you? Love to hear from you. Hope to help you out. 222-TALK is the number. This is WBOB. I'm Roger Henderson, and you're listening to It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Semenik with Semenik, Semenik, Ratnick & Associates, Certified Public Accountants. Things are about to get busy at the office because,
oh man,
is tax season, I guess it's not officially underway, but are people already filing? I know I've heard rumor in the past that you can take if you're an employee, you can take your last pay stub, and that serves as a W-2. How does that work?
It doesn't really serve as a W-2 because sometimes from the last pay stub, there are some deductions that are taken that aren't reflected on the last pay stub.
Maybe your Christmas bonus was not included.
Yeah.
Okay.
Things like that. So people need to make sure that they use their W-2. Of course, they can't file until January 15th, and I didn't hear that there was an extension of that date this year. Last year, it was January 30th. This year, so far as I know, they can still start filing January 15th.
Is there going to be an extension on the April 15th date because of the hurricane, or have you heard the thing yet?
I don't think so, because we stretched that out as much as we could. There's an extension on if you owe fourth quarter taxes, you don't have to pay them until January 31st instead of January 15th, or 16th in this case. And if you have quarterly payroll estimates, those are extended as well. But as far as extending the tax deadline for this year from last year's hurricane, I haven't heard anything about that yet. But
you'll keep us posted.
It's possible. Yeah, it's very possible. And with the IRS, anything's possible. Anyhow, we have Paul here from Security Center this afternoon. And good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
Any better and I'd be twins.
Well, I tell people
that gets real scary real quick.
Any better and you couldn't stand it. So how things at Security Center now that the new year is coming in, and what are you guys doing differently that you didn't do last year as far as the business goes?
Well, I think the most exciting thing are just the new home and small business offerings that you'll see some billboards going up here soon to kind of let the public know about some exciting news. And that's our all-inclusive security, video, and home automation, our business automation products, starting as low as $12.95 a month. So I think I mentioned that last time I was here.
Yeah.
And I'm just really excited about it. It is, in comparison to some of, if you want to call them competitors, it is a third of the service rate. So it's pretty exciting. That's probably the biggest thing.
Last night I was watching the Golden Globes, and I forget his name, but he made a movie called The Room, and it's about an independent filmmaker who made the movie, and James Franco. And James Franco got interested in it because this independent filmmaker put a billboard up. You're talking about billboards, and it says, coming soon, the movie, The Room, the producer, director, et cetera, and so on, and his phone number. That was it. And out of it, the guy produced the movie, and Franco saw the movie, and it was like really the worst movie ever. But he thought the guy's life is interesting, and it's about relationships, so he got involved in it, and he wound up making a movie about it. But billboards work.
I'm not a good actor, so I don't know how well that's going to pan out. But
you don't even have to wire the room for sound or cameras. But
well, it's funny you're talking about tax returns. Obviously, and naturally, that's a pretty good topic this time of year, because every single one of my staff members has come and asked me about it already. Now, so I need to tell them. My response is, you have until the 15th.
Now, are your staff members employees or independent contractors?
Oh, yeah, and that's definitely a highlight. I'm glad you brought it up. Of our organization, we kind of pride ourselves. Anything, if we're ever going to send a technician to your home or business, outside representatives, top to bottom, we're all staff members. There are no 1099 or subcontractors that we utilize in way of our products and services. And that's something we really pride ourselves on. We want to make sure we're background checking and drug screening everybody who works here, so we've got adequate people in your homes and businesses.
Okay.
And some competitors don't work that way, do they?
You know, I can't really speak on their behalf, but it is a pretty rampant thing in the contracting business, much less our industry, to use a lot of subcontractors. So I would tell you that there's a high probability. But speaking without 100% knowing is always dangerous. But, yeah, it's something we pride ourselves on. It's pretty exciting.
It's like a guy came to repair something at the house, and we called this company. And so I got to talking with him, and I said, so how long have you been working for the company? Oh, I don't work for them. I subcontract for them.
Yeah.
So you get that a lot, and you don't. And it's better working for a company or dealing with a company who has employees, because the employees are held more accountable than independent contractors. And we were talking before the break about independent contractors. Mm-hmm. And it's a good idea for if you're on the receiving side and you have a lot of business expenses to be an independent contractor. So what are you doing? Have you done anything with the payroll withholding yet?
The new laws associated with it? I haven't. You know, one of the things that we do is we use strong partnerships in way of our payroll, i.e. some of the payroll companies out there, to make sure we're always current with the new laws that are honestly changing at a pretty alarming rate in some instances. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure we're taking care of the people from every angle we can. So it's pretty important for us to be with the right partnership there.
Well, the thing is you haven't gotten it yet. You probably won't get till mid or late February. Notice from your payroll company that your employees have to fill out new W-4 forms. Now,
all employees have to do that?
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, think about this. They're doing away with personal exemptions. So you as an employer, you go, okay, their W-4 said married with two dependents. Well, now it can't say married with two dependents. I think I'm supposing this. The IRS was supposed to have this done by January, but it doesn't look like they'll be done by until late February. But in the meantime, people need to just continue withholding on the level they're withholding it.
Wow.
But think about it. If there's no dependency exemptions, no $4,050 per person exemption, what do you put on your W-4? Am I married? Married filing jointly is important because that's a lower tax rate than single.
And that's still going to be in effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they'll have a head of household designation on there. Now, I think they'll still have you list how many dependents you have under 17 years old and how many dependents over 17 years old, because they'll configure in there, and this is what I'd do if I were the IRS, but sometimes
we're not that lucky, right?
But then they'll do the calculations based on not only the standard deduction but also the tax credits, because as we said earlier in the program, if you have a child over 17 or over and still a dependent, you get a $500 tax credit.
Right.
And if you have parents or grandparents living with you and you're supporting them, you get a $500 per parent tax credit as well. So tax credits are $500 on the dependents above the age of 16, and then $2,000 below the age of 16. So they're going to put that together and do the math on it.
Like Paul, Nick, we've got a lot of business owners who tune into WBOB.
Mm-hmm.
What are the special benefits with respect to the new tax law that business owners can take advantage of going forward?
One of the things that they need to remember is that the extension of time, I think it's till 2022, to take the Section 179 expense, business expense for equipment purchased. That's going to still be in play there because now corporate – go ahead.
Well, I was going to – I know there was some talk about adjusting the limitation of the Section 179, but that was inherited from – am I wrong on the Obama administration?
Oh, yeah.
We inherit
it increases to $1 million instead of $500,000.
Well, that's awesome.
And then it –
helps you out a little bit, huh, Paul?
I guess if you need it, absolutely.
To some extent, right?
Buy a new fleet of trucks.
That's right. Replace all 15 of them.
And then it also expanded the definition of 179 property to include furnished lodging and other things that won't apply to you, Paul. But another thing, Section 179 expense is going to include improvements to non-residential real property, including alarm systems and security systems.
Sounds like a reason to invest. Amen. Protect yourself, maybe I should say.
Yeah. Well, you business owners out there, first of all, you have to protect yourself, and a good way to do it is security systems. Second of all, they changed Section 179 to include security systems, so you're there. Even if you're leasing it, you get to deduct it as long as it's a lease purchase and the lease term is
36 months or more, maybe, or 24 months or more.
36 months or more.
We do a ton of it. And
75% of the life of the units.
90% of our small business owners take advantage of our purchasing power through Section 179 and get a full write-off on it. It's pretty impressive.
That's awesome. And it's going to make a difference for employers.
Okay. If you've got a question for Nick, feel free to call in at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Here with Paul from Security Center. SecurityCenterUSA.com is the web address. We'll be back with more of It's Your Money here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Talk Radio, WBOB. It's Your Money with Nick Semenik is being brought to you in part by E.R. Musa, Attorney at Law. The law office of E.R. Musa, PA, provides comprehensive legal services in the areas of bankruptcy, debt defense, and credit rebuilding. Whether you're looking to file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, or have questions regarding uncontrollable debt, the Law Office of E.R. Musa is here to help. The Law Office of E.R. Musa is centrally located in the San Jose Lakewood area with plenty of free parking. They accept most major prepaid and employee benefit legal plans in North Florida, covering thousands of employees and their families. They also accept major credit cards. Since 1985, E.R. Musa has handled over 1,500 bankruptcies, and they all began with a no-cost, no-obligation initial consultation. Call 904-296-7704. That's 904-296-7704. Or visit musalaw.com. That's MOUSALAW.com. Non-attorney spokesperson, offices Jacksonville. It's Your Money with Nick Semenik is brought to you by Security Center USA.
I'm Paul North, Security Center USA. We do electronic security for commercial environments, burglar alarms, intrusion alarms, video surveillance, automation, access control, the assets of the business, the food coming and going out of the doors, and our medicine, productivity, and then again, liability.
Whether it's monitoring the cash register, shoplifting and theft, or vehicle management and misuse, Security Center USA has you covered.
Security, as we know it, has really evolved so much further from just keeping an eye for robberies and vandalisms and break-ins, and it's certainly great for that, but liability, protection of assets, and getting what you're paying for. We do a ton of 7-Elevens, more State Farm, Allstate, Nationwide, and independent real estate and insurance agencies, and I can even count Bono's Barbecue here in town and Loop Pizza Bar and Grill. I mean, every single one of them are our clients.
Security Center USA, the power of proven protection, online at securitycenterusa.com. Welcome back to It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Semenik. Right now, getting ready for the tax season. By the way, if you know someone who's looking to start a career with a great organization, Semenik, Semenik, Ratnick & Associates, and they've got public accounting experience, you can put them to work, right, Nick?
That's right. If you have 3 to 5 years of public accounting experience, and if you know what I'm talking about, you qualify. We're looking for the breath in the mirror test.
Okay.
If they're breathing, we'll take them.
And the number to call is 928-1040, 904-928-1040. If you're looking to at least inquire, see if that's a good fit for you.
Yeah.
At Semenik Ratnick & Associates office. They're located just a little to the north of JTB and Southside Boulevard. And helping a lot of people, and of course Nick's a great guy.
And don't forget, folks, this is a good time of the year to start using the app. If you're in business and you have business deductions, you can track those deductions, including your mileage, with the app. It's called The Pocket CPA, T-H-E-P-O-C-K-E-T-C-P-A. It's free at the App Store. You download the app, put your personal information in it, and if you're And if you're going to do mileage, then at the beginning of your trip, click on the little green car on the app. And at the end of the trip, the car will be in red. Click on it, and it'll say, okay, where'd you go?
Well, now, what if they're an employee right now? And under the new tax law, that's not a deduction. However, at some point down the line, their employer may switch them, convert them over after talking with them to an independent contractor status, so they can take advantage of the tax deduction. Would mileage for the entire year be deductible, or just when they officially became an independent contractor?
Just when they became an independent contractor. But here's another reason for keeping your employee business mileage and your employee business deductions. Customer entertainment, taking your accountant out to lunch, things like that.
You can take that to the boss and say, listen, hey, I need a raise. This
exactly.
is how much money I've spent to help out of my own pocket to make this business successful.
That's where I was going.
Right.
You can say to the boss, this is how much money I've been spending each year to have this job. Now, there are other people out there who would probably be willing to hire me and pay for these expenses. One of two things, hey, boss, give me a raise, or hey, boss, start reimbursing me for business-related expenses. And it's a negotiation tool for the employee, and that way the employee isn't hanging out there continuing to pay his or her own expenses. In fact, I have one client who is in sales and spends an average of $30,000 to $40,000 a year in employee business expenses that are not reimbursed. I know this person's going to go back to the boss and renegotiate the contract for this year, because if they're paying their own employee business expenses and they don't do anything about it, then they're going to wind up with less tax deductions this year, more taxes, and the boss isn't helping any. So, and we were talking about employee business expenses being reimbursed. And what do you do with your employees, Paul?
Well, we've got a few different levels, of course. So a lot of we're pretty regional, as you well know.
Yeah.
So we cover a large footprint down here with Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. So our traveling technicians, which do a heavy bit of it, especially commercially, we cover their expenses. So it makes it a little easier. Naturally, we have credit card statements and expense reports to turn in, so that makes things easier. We do give them allowance for food.
Good.
On the other side, you've got sales representatives, and most of these folks are covering most of their own expenses from that perspective. I missed a little bit, obviously, earlier on.
That's okay. The salespeople do their own expenses?
They do.
Is there what do you pay them on commission?
Right.
Okay. Because that's going to change for them this coming year.
I didn't hear any of that.
They're not going to be able to deduct their business expenses any longer if they're an employee.
Oh.
It goes off of Schedule A, so they might be coming to you and wanting to renegotiate.
No, I'll go to the IRS and renegotiate.
I love it when a plane comes.
Write a letter. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
So, Paul, if I'm a homeowner out there, even if I have a current security system, and you're going to speak to the choir in a second, what would you say to the homeowner as to why they need to either upgrade or get a security system at this time?
Well, I think life safety is always important, first and foremost, and I think there's some valid points on the small business with some of the tax codes, too, that if we have time, I'd like to touch on. But first and foremost, it's always about personal protection and property protection.
Yeah.
We know those things. So I know that our life safety is of the utmost importance, and most people don't place a value on that. So, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. We're talking about protecting our home and families, where we oftentimes will spend more on a gym membership that we never really use.
Isn't that the truth?
It really is, as opposed to a less investment protect our family and our possessions. So above and beyond life safety. And secondary to that, I would have to go with possessions, maintaining what we have. Most of us have a lot of pride about what we own. It takes us a lot of years to accumulate it. And then a big one we see a lot of course, is just that sense of security overall. Yeah, you take some of the representatives we were just referring to on my payroll,
yeah,
on my team, These guys are away from their families and homes for sometimes days or a week or two at a time. So they want to make sure that there is a form of protection, their sense of security. And I hear that more than anything. When someone's been violated at the home, and oftentimes we wait till a violation occurs to make an adjustment, and that's why we truly believe in the power of prevention. We don't want to catch things. We want to prevent things. But most of the time what I hear from that is people are not comfortable to step foot in their own home. Because when a violation of that degree occurs, you feel it. You don't feel very easy in your home. So that's a big thing. Above and beyond that, like we've talked in weeks past, the incentivized programs that insurance companies give us. Look, insurance companies don't give a discount if, statistically speaking, it's in their favor.
Right.
So you've got a lot of fringe benefit from that perspective in regards to recouping or a return on your investment. And then we've talked a lot or should talk in this degree around automation and energy efficiency and saving on some of these rising utility costs that seem to never really go down.
They don't.
They continually rise. And that's okay. It's the nature of where we are, it seems. None of us like it, but it's the world we live in. So counteracting that through smart home technologies is always a good idea. And for the investment levels that we are actually able to cut down some of this efficiency, learn your behaviors within the home, automate some of the processes for your family and our vendors like cleaning crews and dog watchers and so forth, so on. It's almost a no-brainer. I like to tell people, quite honestly, you're really already paying for having the system and you don't have it yet.
Yeah.
And when you talk about, especially with the new promotions we were referring to just a little while ago, I mean, you're upward of I would call it $13 to $20 monthly to keep an eye on the home, the possessions, and manage the efficiency of the utility cost. I mean, it's almost a no-brainer.
And then the homeowner's insurance policy very often covers 100% of that. And then if you're a business, you can write off even more.
Yeah, and you know, going back to the Section 179,
the business,
so we specialize in the commercial markets. Although we founded in the residential market, we've got a huge footprint in the business market. And when you talk about these Chevy dealerships and Ford dealerships, or many of the restaurants and daycares that you eat at or utilize from a partnership for your friend, for your family, this Section 179 code we've been using for a lot of years. So we've formulated a lot of special programs specifically for the small businessman, because as we all feel, small business people, we oftentimes take the blunt end of some of these laws. So when you're purchasing our systems, 99% of the time, you get a 100% tax write-off as opposed to just appreciation.
Right.
Through the structure of a lease purchase that we make sure meets that Section 179 code at all times.
So if it meets the Section 179 and I'm going to put myself in a small business owner's place and he's got a storefront and the system, let's just say the system costs him $10,000.
Right.
And he's in the high tax bracket, 37%.
Mm-hmm.
So $3,700 is paid for by the IRS up front.
Well, from what I've interpreted the tax code, and certainly want to make sure that we're on point here, due to the schedule of the lease, if you're doing a traditional lease purchase with us, you can write off your annual payments in a lump sum like you're referring to, or you can take the entire purchase amount in whichever year you choose for the term.
So that's a good strategy, especially for people who are saying, okay, this year I'm going to have a high tax bracket, but next year I'm not going to be
kind of
in
throttled,
such a
right?
Yeah.
Okay, what if you're a business owner and you also do work at home, you have a home office? What percentage of the home office security system?
Probably take whatever.
100%, I would assume.
Whatever. If it's right in the home office, take 100% of it. If it's in the house in general and you have seven rooms, take 1/7 of it. But you get the deduction anyhow. Paul, thanks for coming in today.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, at securitycenterusa.com to learn more about his services. Nick Semenik, Semenik.net. And it's been a fun hour. It's gone by so quickly. This is WBOB.
Thanks for joining us for It's Your Money with certified public accountant Nick Semenik. Semenik & Associates accounting firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning, business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. For professional accounting services or to host a Nick Simonick Living Debt-Free Seminar, call 904-928-1040 or visit SimonickCPA.com.